But I, you know, I lost it when they started calling each other's name.
Well, because the thing is, you got to remember with the time change, it felt an hour later.
That's a good explanation. It just felt late to me.
Yeah.
I guess there were some planning problems. Ladies and gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for November 8th, 2016 is now called to order. I would ask you to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have our roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichert.
Here.
Vice Chair Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Dan Carmoni is absent, excused. Commissioner Evelyn Alexander.
Here.
Commissioner Jeanette Avila.
Here.
Also present, we have Deputy City Attorney Stephen Graham representing the Civil Service Board.
Our first item for today is item AA, public comments. I see no one's in the audience. Moving on to item AB, approve agenda additions. I don't believe we have any additions today.
No additions.
Now for our consent calendar. I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 through A3 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull any of the items for discussion?
A3, please. Okay. Just for discussion.
Okay. Pull A3. And for A1 and A2, if I can have that motion.
I'll move for all three. I want to discuss three.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you.
All in favor? Opposed? Just for discussion.
Yeah,
okay.
The reason why I'd like to pull that or discuss it, this is another one where this, I'm assuming this person has not been tested for the lower position, right? This voluntary demotion?
Has been tested to a typing certificate. The written exam would be comparable to the exam they took for.
But it's not the same test.
That is true.
I really have a trouble with that. Anyway, it is what it is. I think they should be qualified like Joe Blow off the street to have the position. You know, we're going by what the chief says, and that's fine, you know. But this person has not been actually tested for the position they're going to be holding. And what it means to me is somebody that is looking for this type of position is not having the opportunity to compete. And this person gets, the staffer, you know, gets the demotion because they weren't able to, for whatever reason, needed to have be demoted.
Also looking at this though, it seems though, the way it's being done, that by volunteer demotion, you're going back to where you were once before.
No, they've never been there.
Okay.
They're taking a step to another lower level position.
But it doesn't bump anyone or stop anyone else from that position.
They will be filling a vacancy, but it is true this individual has never filled the CSO position.
Okay.
They are moving from a law enforcement trainee position, which is holding one of our police officer classifications, and moving into a CSO full-time position.
And I believe these individuals that do hold that position, they do many of the things that the police officers do. Primarily, what they do is go out and investigate, do reports, things like that. They just don't, they're not, they don't bear arms.
Oh, I'm familiar with what a CSO is.
Yeah.
I'm more concerned about the end of it where Joe Blow on the street didn't have an opportunity to be tested and fill one of those vacancies.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming with the PD, they probably have a lot of these vacancies because of the cuts in the past. So my first thinking was, okay, they're going to fill a vacancy, and then they're going to turn around and fill the vacancy from above where this vacancy was saving money for the city. And now they're going to have two more slots on the payroll.
And actually, playing the devil's advocate here, if the police chief did indeed have an employee that he thought was a good employee and was possibly on a probation for the other position and wasn't capable of doing it, it seems like he'd have a lot more information on that rather than putting a new person in there. But I certainly
understand
what you're saying.
And I understand that.
And I understand what you're saying.
But, you know, with the unemployment as it is, you've got people waiting to try to get on somewhere and, you know, anyway.
I understand.
It's just I have a problem with that process. At least we've changed it so they can't bump anybody, right?
Right.
Yeah, that wouldn't be an option. The rule has been modified, and it could be, you know, if the board feels strongly about this and you want to alter the rules and what they are able to do in terms of voluntary demotions, that's something that could be reconsidered.
No, I understand what's happening. It's just that I'm looking at it from the person that doesn't have a job, you know.
So. We have to change the rule by 10%, right?
That's correct. I mean, so just to make sure everyone's on the same page with 510, I know you're all very familiar with the rules.
Right.
But the requirement is that any employee may request a voluntary demotion at any time, provided the employee has the qualifications which would have been required for an original appointee to that class. I assume that's something that is verified before this brought to the civil service.
And we changed it to read that way, I believe, you know, for this type of thing, but I'm still uncomfortable with it.
You know, what I'm thinking is, you know, if that's a concern of the board, like Rebecca said, you know, the board can propose an amendment to the civil service rules to the council.
No, I don't think
to address that issue.
Change the rules because it's working. I just personally am uncomfortable with it and want to express my uncomfortableness. What you heard? Yeah, I don't like this, but I understand it. It's better for the city, and I understand that. But it doesn't help Joe Blow that doesn't have a job.
And for the record, this discussion is on record.
It's on record.
All right. With that, we've already voted on this, so that ends our consent calendar for today.
We did the motion, but we didn't do a...
All in favor.
All in favor.
Okay. Call for the question.
Aye.
All in favor. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Then that ends our consent calendar. Moving on to item A4. Civil Service Board meetings, November 22nd, 2016, and December 27th, 2016. Generally on the second one in December, we've done that historically. This time I've talked to the chief examiner and she indicated that there's no real necessary work for us to do. So if the board agrees, we'll go ahead and cancel that meeting also.
Well, I'm just wondering if maybe we cancel it but call it if need be. Something could come up between now and then that we need to address. I mean, you know, I would hate to have to make somebody wait, you know, clear into December if there's something that we could handle, you know, this month still.
I totally agree with you. And so with that being said, please don't hesitate to call the board because we're all here to do what we need to do.
But we do have a meeting in December.
Right.
Right.
Yes. The board is required to meet once a month.
Right.
This would, if you canceled the second meetings in both November and December, we would move that meeting now. And then, of course, the first meeting in December, I believe, is like the 13th.
Okay.
But, you know, I looked at the calendar, and that's, you know, kind of a spread. Something could come up. So.
Not in December.
No, okay.
Okay, so I would... ask for a motion that the Civil Service Board meeting scheduled on the fourth Tuesday of the month in November, which is November 22nd, and December, which is December 27th, be canceled. If I can have that motion.
So moved, Chair.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is A5, correspondence. I don't believe we have any today.
No correspondence.
Moving on to item A6, a monthly report from the Chief Examiner.
So in your packet, you have the summary for the month of October. We had 12 eligibility lists issued during that month with 142 candidates certified. All were issued, there were 12 recruitments that remained in progress at month end. I should also note that the changes to the civil service rules were also approved in the month of October by council on October the 17th. And that related to the rules 305, 401.1, 411, 412, 502.2, and then 510 with the voluntary promotions. And of course, it is election day, so if you have not already gone out to vote, I hope everybody will. That's all of my updates for now, unless there are any questions about what's going on operationally with the department.
Okay. With that, I would ask for a motion that the activity report for October 2016 be received and filed. I'd like to have that motion.
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is A7, closed session. I don't believe we have any closed session today. Moving on to item A8, adjournment. I would ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of December 13, 2016. Second on that motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
So we want to see Thanksgiving.
You guys are so efficient.
After Thanksgiving.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving. You guys are modeling for Thanksgiving.
That's what we'll be.
It's hard to believe it's already the end of the year, you're just making a start of this year.